Welcome back to Indians Warm Up. Time for the KeyBank Ask the Manager show with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Tito, I tell you, going into the series with Tampa Bay, you looked at how they would pick up a lot of their wins, and son of a gun, last night it was that type of game, good defense, good pitching for them, and tough to overcome.
You know what, Rosie, unfortunately, you're absolutely right. That's the kind of baseball they've played for the most part. They played just good enough to win. And, you know, you look at their numbers, and they don't have anybody just setting the league on fire, but they get contributions 1 through 9. They run the bases, they make the plays, and like I said, that was enough to beat us last night, and they've done that more than they haven't all year.
And some opportunities for the Indians, and I know you've been asked this a lot, but with men in scoring position and other opportunities, early base runners in an inning, it's been a struggle. What are you seeing there, and is there a remedy?
Well, you know, yeah, there is a remedy. I mean, we've seen it where, you know, early in the year it happened to us, and then we got hot and it started getting better. We've had some opportunities. For instance, last night, you know, Carlos is up first and second, nobody out, and he strikes out. You look up another hitter later, and the inning's over, and you know. So we have to, when we have opportunities, we got to take advantage of them. The other thing is, teams scout us also, and they see on a particular night who maybe they don't want it to beat them or who they match up better with, and they finagle their way through lineups too. So if, you know, again, having the consistency of a deep lineup, if you don't, teams are going to exploit that. We try to do it also, but again, we don't have every secret in the book. You know, other teams work hard too, and you know, they just, so you're going to navigate their way through a lineup.
On the plus side, Jason Kipnis, another big night last night. Ridiculous month in the month of May. Hit over 400, and he's hitting close to 350 now in the month of June. He hasn't slowed down. Are we just looking at a kid having a great season here?
Well, I think what you're looking at is a kid that's healthy, and it's amazing when you get going and your confidence starts to soar, what you can do. I mean, we saw it with Kluber last year. I've always felt that way. Regardless of who you are, that confidence every year, you got to get it back. And sometimes in April, it can be a little hard. But, man, he is just like a guy on a mission, and it's fun to watch.
You mentioned Corey Kluber. He's going tonight, and you look at the record and you say, well, what a fall off from a Cy Young year, but he's not that far off, is he? Are you pleased with how he's doing?
You know, you look at his peripheral numbers, and there, some of them are like second, third in the league, you know, strikeouts. I mean, he had a couple starts in April that weren't up to, I think, where he wanted to be, but for the most part, he's pretty good. And the wins and losses can be skewed. You know, there's been so many games this year where, man, we haven't scored, or, you know, we've not been putting up a lot of runs for him. But I'll take 5 of Kluber any day.
And staying on pitching, I know you and Tom will talk about it a little bit more tomorrow with Cody Anderson making his Major League debut. But you got him in here today. Why is that important for him?
I think the idea is to let him just get a little bit acclimated. I know some people say, well, you get him here and let him get nervous. No, he was with us in spring training. You know, I got a chance to visit with him, just talk to him about some things, let him watch their lineup a little bit, talk to our catchers, you know, be in the meeting where he can listen, and just so he has, because he's going to be nervous. We all know that. And hopefully it's a nervous excitement, and just to hopefully allow him to go out tomorrow and be more of himself instead of just flying in and pitching. That's a little rough.
And your lineup tonight, usually this time of the day, we record this about 4 o'clock. You're all set to go, but some things up in the air still?
Normally, you're right, our lineup is up. But with Gomer's neck, he's improving enough to where we want to give him a chance to play. And so we're just going to wait on him. And if he's not, Roberto will catch. And it's not like, you know, he's certainly day-to-day. And I think there's a decent chance he catches tonight. But what we don't want to do is have him try to play so bad tonight that he misses 3. So we'll give it another hour or so and see how he's doing, then we'll make a decision.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Ask the Manager show. More to come after this on the Indians Radio Network.